Please be seated, won't you? Good morning. What does it mean to be a righteous person? What does it mean? In some ways, in the Old Testament, when we hear that word, it often means to be in an intentional relationship with God. And what that would look like for someone that we hear about, like Abraham, it is to be living in the ways that God had told you, living in accordance to the covenant. So further down the road in the story, that means eating kosher, going to temple, praying in certain ways, having God's mark upon your shoulder, your mantle, you know, all the different places. But it means to be living that life in an intentional way. In other words, that you're seeing God as a part of who you are. You see God in the food that you eat and the things that you do and in the places that you go and the people that you're with. And to be faithful is to be righteous. It's to be in an intentional relationship with God. When we hear the gospel that we hear for today, we're given a gift. And that is, we're given a simple prayer that I'm willing to bet all of you know a little longer version that we hear in this particular gospel, but you've known this by heart. You know the Our Father. Most of you know it. It's a prayer that even people outside of the Christian faith often know and have memorized. And it's a beautiful gift, and it's a way to be in that relationship with God. But there was something else in the scripture for today that I don't know if you heard. There's one, it's a call to be persistent. And then we have an example of negotiation or bargaining with God. Didn't you love that story? There's Abraham, and God has said, I'm destroying Sodom and Gomorrah because they haven't been righteous. They haven't been intentional about their relationship with God. They're not in love with God and in love with their neighbor, so to speak. And this is all part of the story, and this is part of the setup for Abraham to be the father of many nations, to be the father of the Jewish people. And Abram's there, and he's faithful, and he says, now hold on a second, God. Let's see what we can do. Are you sure? And God says, well, maybe if there's 50 there, I won't do anything. And then Abram says, hold on a second. How about 45? And God says, okay. And then he says, okay, how about 40, 30, 20, and to 10? It's a beautiful moment of prayer, of conversation, and of having that relationship with God that Abraham has. In much the same way, when we get to the gospel for today, we hear this story. If you go to someone's house and you say, I need some bread, and your friend says, forget about it, what does Jesus say? But be persistent. He says, this is what you do in your prayer life. Be persistent with your relationship with God. Seek, knock, search, ask. But keep doing it. Keep trying to get God's attention. Now think about that for a minute. Think about your own prayer life. Have you ever thought of yourself as being righteous? Of having a deep relationship with God? It's not that hard to be intentional, but isn't it easy to forget? I remember as I was getting into my time as becoming an adult, it took a long time, but as I was getting there, I remember taking on prayer for the first time really seriously. I'd prayed before as a kid, and I'd been taught how to pray at night at bed, and I'd been taught simple prayers, and I'd been praying the Lord's Prayer, but I mean, when it really started to matter. You know, and every once in a while, I would pray for a parking spot, if you know what I mean by that. You know, it's those prayers that God probably isn't going to pay a lot of attention to. But then there were real meaningful prayers of seeking a deeper relationship with God. And when I was doing it, I tried everything. I used candles, I used incense, I used particular prayers, I did stuff out of the prayer book, I'd try different meditation things, I'd try sitting in silence. That doesn't work for me as an extrovert, by the way. All kinds of different things to try to find that. And I often found that in the simpler moments, sometimes just waking up at night, sometimes just going to bed, is when I can have that conversation with God. But the funny thing about it is, if I'm not intentional, over time, I lose that connection. Now, we've also been given a gift, and we've heard from some holy people, like Mother Teresa and John of the Cross. We hear from them that there are times when we might not feel God's presence. Remember when Mother Teresa wrote, she said there was often in her ministry that she didn't always know if God was there. And I see that as a gift because I think some of us experience that. That's one of the biggest questions that people come and ask me. How come God doesn't seem to be right here? How come I'm not hearing God in my life? But I think what we hear in the scripture today is to continue to be persistent through that, to not give up on the intention of that relationship. So what does Jesus give us in the Lord's Prayer? What intention? Our Father who art in heaven, our God, our Abba is the word in Greek. It's more of like a daddy kind of way of saying it. Our God, our dad, our person who is holy. In other words, the creator of us, that which is bigger than us. It's a reminder when we say that holy is your name, that we're reminded of our own place in the universe. Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. A prayer for receiving what we need for today. Not for tomorrow, not for 3 months from now. It's not a 401k prayer. It's a prayer for what we need today. And sometimes maybe when we're going through our life, it is to give thanks for the meal that's before us. And maybe we don't think of it because we're used to fast food and being able to get whatever we want in our culture most of the time. But maybe it is to stop for a second and to thank God for that meal that you have right then. That little bit of sustenance that will get you through the next few hours. If we can see God in that place, we can see God in lots of places. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. This one's tough. The first part is to ask for forgiveness of our own sins. Isn't it pretty often that maybe we aren't the ones that's sinning, it's everyone else? Isn't it hard to acknowledge that maybe we have faulted another? But at the same time, to be moved to action to forgive those around us. That spiritual task, those two things take great intention to do. And save us from a time of trial. Don't put us in that place of temptation. It's also a way of saying that we will have times of being tested again in our life, even though we ask to not be in that place. It's that part of the prayer that says those tests will come. Now here's the deal, if you really pray that prayer and you really begin to pay attention and you really begin to think of your relationship with God in those ways, things can change. You can become that righteous, that person who has that deep intentional relationship with God, to think of God in your life as all-encompassing, as always present, as in each meal, that you're being forgiven and forgiving in each step that you take, that you're working to not be in that place of temptation, is something wonderful and beautiful. I remember when I really took prayer seriously and how it began to change who I was and how I was with other people. There's a humbleness to this prayer. And there's a humbleness to trying to have God present in every aspect of your life. I haven't perfected this, by the way. There are times when I forget to pray. There are times when I get too busy and I don't think to stop. But it takes work and it takes effort. But be persistent. Continue to ask. Continue to seek. Continue to reach out to God, to invite God into this very moment that you're in. I think there's something beautiful about this gospel. There's something amazing about what Jesus says. And if you catch that little bit at the end, that God will grant us answers to our prayers. And here's the biggest challenge is, it's not always our answer that we want. that we're going to receive. It may be that in our intentional life, we begin to see God around us in ways we didn't anticipate. We might find God in a neighbor or God in the gentleness of something that happens or in a piece of scripture that we read or a poem that we find or in a note. It may come in unexpected ways. So try to pray this week. Try praying the Lord's Prayer and pay attention to each line. Think of those lines when you have a meal, or when you see the sunset or the sunrise, when you try to see God in the world around you. Know that you're forgiven and that you can forgive. And that know that when you're tested in your life, God is there with you. Being righteous is a wonderful thing. Being in a deep and meaningful relationship that's filled with intention is a wonderful thing. But it starts with a simple thing called prayer. Amen.